take mineral oil, you often also need relief from excess stomach acidity. And when that's the case, mineral oil alone means only halfway relief. So try Haley's MO. It combines mineral oil with acid-alkalizing milk of magnesia. Means complete relief. Caution, use only as directed. Get Haley's MO. Now we present once again Mary Noble, backstage wife. The story of a little Iowa girl who married America's most handsome actor, Larry Noble. Matinee idol of a million other women. And the story of the change war brings as Mary finds herself a war wife. Keep it clean with Energene. Ladies, are those white shoes you're wearing really white? Or will you be embarrassed next time you wear them? You can make them white, white as driven snow, by using Energene Shoe White. You see, Energene Shoe White does two important jobs, not just one. It cleans as it whitens. It's true. At the very same time that Energene Shoe White gives your shoes a snowy white radiance, it also cleans them beautifully. So don't spoil your appearance this summer by wearing half-bean shoes, shoes that look white here and splotchy there. Use Energene Shoe White. It actually makes dirt and smudges disappear while it whitens your shoes. And it whitens them evenly with a fleecy white finish that's the same from toe to heel. Energene Shoe White is easy to use, goes on in a jiffy, and there's nothing that stays on better. Remember, keep it clean with Energene. And now, backstage wife, the beloved story of Mary Noble. Now Mary Noble war wife, since her husband Larry, former Broadway star, is now Lieutenant Noble of the United States Coast Guard, who is back in this country on a 30-day leave, and is living with his family out at their home in Rose Haven, Long Island. Well, you'll recall that Frederick Dunbar, Mary and Larry's new acquaintance, lives at Greystone, a palatial home on Long Island Sound. This morning he telephoned and invited them to dinner. And so we find Mary and Larry and their host, Mr. Dunbar, in the luxurious living room of the Dunbar mansion. Mr. Dunbar is saying,
while we're waiting dinner, Mr. and Mrs. Noble, perhaps you'd like to see some of the other rooms in the house.
Yes, we would.
This house is comparatively new, isn't it, Mr. Dunbar?
Yes, it is, Lieutenant Noble. I designed the place myself. Had it built here on this hill overlooking Long Island Sound just after the last war. You can see the beach from this window here.
Oh, Larry, look at this beautiful view. It's positively thrilling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You certainly picked an attractive spot for your home, Mr. Dunbar.
Yes, I picked an attractive spot to build a home. When it was finished, Lieutenant Noble, I discovered I had built merely a house, not a home. I live in this east wing overlooking the water. The west wing I built for, well, for someone else.
Someone else?
Yes, a woman, a dear friend. I haven't seen her for years. She was a nurse in the First World War. It was she who nursed me back to health after I was wounded in France. In my study, the next room, I have a painting of her I'd like to show you. Would you care to look at it?
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Then come this way, please. I had the painting done soon after we returned to this country from abroad. Well, here we are. This is my study.
Oh, it's a beautiful room, isn't it, Larry?
The painting I spoke about is there on the wall over the mantel.
Why, it's in some sort of a case, isn't it?
A case seemed made of teakwood, yes, with a solid front.
It's quite a sizable picture, isn't it?
Life size, yes. I'll open it. I keep the key here on the mantel.
You mean you keep the case locked?
Always. Why, I don't really know. I suppose it's the primitive or the suspicious in us that makes us want to keep our valuables under lock and key. The caveman blocked his cave with a stone. The medieval knight surrounded his castle with a moat. I placed the one valuable thing in my life in a teakwood case and then foolishly locked the door, when actually the painting interests no one in the world but me.
But how do you get up there on the wall to unlock it, Mr. Dunbar?
The lock, you'll notice, is on the bottom, here.
So it is.
There. It's unlocked now, and the glass door swings open.
Well, the picture lights up when the door is open.
Yes, the picture lights.
Larry. Larry, that portrait. It's a portrait of me. Me in my nurse's uniform as Wendy in Tom's play Blackout.
So it is. I can't believe it.
But this is fantastic. It can't be.
I thought you'd be surprised, Mrs. Noble.
But I don't understand.
When was this portrait painted, Mr. Dunbar?
Nearly 20 years ago, Lieutenant Noble.
20 years ago, but...
And is this a portrait of the girl, the nurse you spoke about just now?
Yes, it is. The resemblance to Mrs. Noble is astounding, isn't it?
Frankly, quite takes my breath away.
Larry, please, may I sit down? I don't feel so well.
Sit here, Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Noble. I didn't realize it would affect you like this.
That's all right, Mr. Dunbar. It was just the shock of...
Perhaps you can understand now why I went to see your performance in the play Blackout so many times.
Yes, I'm afraid I do.
The subject of the portrait meant a great deal to me, Mrs. Noble. She still does. She always will. The resemblance between the two of you is striking, isn't it?
I can't get over it. Why, it's me. The eyes, the mouth, the shadows, and the expression of the face. Why, it's like a portrait of me, isn't it, Larry?
It's enough like you to be your double or twin sister.
You're sure, Mr. Dunbar, this picture was painted years ago?
Why, yes, Mrs. Noble, I am. I hope you don't doubt me. I watched the artist day after day as the work progressed. Well, you can see by the canvas and even by the sheen of the paint itself that the portrait is aging.
No, it isn't a new painting, Mary.
Oh, I don't doubt your word, Mr. Dunbar, but... Well, it's almost unbelievable that two people should look so much alike.
You can understand my astonishment then when on the opening night of your play, I saw you walk out onto the stage.
Oh, yes, I can. It must have been a terrible shock to you.
You must have thought you were seeing things.
Yes, Lieutenant Noble, I did think I was seeing things. As I sat there in the theater, it seemed as if a vision of 20 years ago was passing before my eyes. For a full minute, I closed my eyes, expecting that when I opened them again, I'd find it had been only an illusion. But no, the picture was real. Even the voice, Mrs. Noble. Even your voice. I can close my eyes now, and when you speak, it's as though she were speaking out of the past. I have another picture of her. It's only a photograph taken before this painting was made. I'd like you to see it. If you'll excuse me, I'll get it. It's in the other room. Excuse me.
Of course. Larry, that portrait, it almost frightens me.
It's got me puzzled, Mary. I still can't believe my eyes. Yet there it is, hanging on the wall. And it certainly was painted before you ever even heard of Blackout.
But, Larry, you heard what Mr. Dunbar said. He was in love with this girl. This nurse who looks enough like me to actually be me. And Larry, you must have been madly in love with her.
Well, I don't blame him, darling. After all, I'm in love with you.
But, Larry, don't you understand? If he was in love with her and I look exactly as she did, why then...
Yes, I know what you're thinking about, Mary.
But don't you see, darling, I'm somehow afraid to be here.
Oh, no, Mary, that's ridiculous.
Why it isn't ridiculous, Larry. Whenever he's near me, I have a peculiar feeling that... Well, that he's looking at me strangely, that he's staring at me. Larry,
Oh, now, darling, you're imagining things.
Yes, perhaps I am. You know, dear, this picture must have been what Mr. Dunbar's chauffeur meant when he spoke about the surprise we'd get when we came into this room.
Yes, it must have been. He's undoubtedly been here in this room, and since he also saw Blackout, he knew about the resemblance between you and this girl in the portrait.
Now, see here, Marie, I tell you the picture was right here on my desk. I saw it here just this morning, so don't lie to me.
Larry, listen.
But you had no right to remove the picture. You had no right even to touch it. I've forbidden anyone to touch it, and now it's missing. And I told you time after time not to touch the picture.
I wonder what's happened. Dunbar's angry about something.
Well, stay out of the room, you hear me? Stay out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Noble, but I can't find the picture at the moment. There's a new maid here.
That's all right, Mr. Dunbar.
Yes, don't let it get you upset.
But I am upset, Lieutenant Noble. I've told the servants repeatedly not to move the picture from my desk. Now it's gone. Where, I don't know. One of them probably broke it, maybe even destroyed it. I'll have the entire house searched.
Larry, quick, he's going to faint.
I've got him, Mary.
Put him in this chair, Larry.
Where? I wonder what happened to him.
Larry, we must do something for him. You stay here. I'll call the servants. I'll tell them to get a doctor.
No, no, Mrs. Noble, don't call the servants. I'll be all right.
You feel better now, Mr. Dunbar?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lieutenant. I'll be all right in a moment. I should never allow myself to become excited or disturbed. My doctors always told me that it was bad for my heart. But I always forget.
Are you sure there's nothing I can get for you, Mr. Dunbar?
No, nothing. Mrs. Noble.
Yes?
Come closer to me, please.
Yes, Mr. Dunbar.
Turn your head toward the light just a little. Yes, yes. There's no doubt about it. You're the image of her. I knew I was right the first time I saw you walk out onto the stage. Don't believe me, Mrs. Noble. Don't believe me.
Well, what started out to be a quiet evening in Mr. Dunbar's home has ended in a sudden and unexpected climax. For further development, be sure and hear Monday's dramatic episode of Backstage Wife the story of Mary Noble, now Mary Noble, war wife. Leave it clean with Energene. It's been said that clothes make the man, but if they're clothes that bear dirty grease spots, they can hurt him socially and in business. So get a bottle of Energene cleaning fluid and use it whenever your husband's things or your own need attention. Amazing Energene makes grease spots go right before your eyes in a jiffy. You can clean with confidence when you use Energene. It makes no difference whether it's a suit or dress, tie or blouse, rug or upholstered chair. Energene is especially designed to make grease spots vanish from almost anything you can think of, including such delicate fabrics as velvet and lace. Simply follow directions, and Energene cleans without harm, leaving no telltale rings to mark the places where spots have been. Energene is so good that we say you can get nothing, no matter how much you pay, that'll remove even the most stubborn grease spot more quickly or more efficiently than it will. And it's easy to use, too. Get the big economy bottle today. Remember, Energene gets it clean, so keep it clean with Energene. Mary Noble, backstage wife, will be on the air again Monday at this same time. Ward Bond speaking for the makers of Energene Shoe White and Cleaning Fluid.
Relieve your common headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain fast by taking two Bayer aspirin tablets with a glass of water. Thousands of people use quick-acting Bayer aspirin this way and get reliable, fast-acting relief. Don't wait. Right at the start of such pain, try fast-relieving, genuine Bayer aspirin.